the most pervasive problem. Forgiveness. Jesus said, if you will not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. Is there something about that we don't understand? Yet we claim we have the right to hold on to this grudge and that grudge, and this bitterness and that bitterness, because don't you know what they did to me? See, we're capable of rationalizing, obfuscating, throwing up a fog to hide from the simplicity of the truth that will make us free. It's the truth that will make us free. Now, in the beginning, God. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1. Fantastic article, cover story of Scientific American, the April 2011 issue. Quantum gaps in Big Bang theory. Why our best explanation of how the universe evolved must be fixed or replaced. The feature article is called The Inflation Debate. It's not talking about the economy. It's talking about a concept, cosmological concept called inflation. Is the theory at the heart of modern cosmology deeply flawed? Well, their answer, obviously, is yes. It's a rhetorical question. Inflation is so well known that the case for it can be brief. Inflation relies on a special ingredient known as inflationary energy, which combined with gravity can drive the universe to expand by an astonishing amount over a very brief instant. The inflation's potential energy can cause the universe to expand at an accelerated rate. In the process, it can smooth and flatten the universe. But the first signs that a theory is failing are usually small discrepancies between observations and predictions. And what they're finding is there's a change in view. Began with the realization that inflation is eternal. Once begun, it never ends. Oh, eternal? Eternal? This is Scientific American, friends. Theorists are not unaware of this problem, but they have faith that they can resolve it and restore the naive inflationary picture of the early 1980s that attracted them to the theory in the first place. But they haven't been able to come up with an answer. The conclusion of the article: the outcome will be a critical moment in our quest to determine how the universe came to be the way it is and what will happen to it in the future. Well, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We just can't quite go there anymore. The early scientists took that as a given. But in our generation, we have a terrible antipathy toward anything that God has said, not only in the scientific realm, but even in our churches, don't we? We just don't have much of a love for the truth anymore. Maybe that's why our freedoms, we're watching them go out the door so rapidly. Because as Jesus said, if you will attend unto my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Free spiritually, and that is at the very heart of even political freedom. Let's be lovers of the truth, friends. Seek it with a whole heart. And remember, Jesus is the truth incarnate. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man will come to the Father but by me. Do you believe that? 48% of your evangelical counterparts.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. Well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris and Dottie. And we're going to be talking about heart and body extract. And Sharon does help Radio Liberty, but we always enjoy having her and Dottie on with us to bring us up to date with what's happening with their product. Hi, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
No complaints at all, and just took my heart and body extract this morning.
Good.
You sort of get used to looking forward to that sort of tangy taste that it has. You get used to it after a while, and you almost look forward to it.
Absolutely. It gives you more energy, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I notice when I don't take it that I'm a little bit slower anyway. Dottie, how are you doing?
Oh, just great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. And, of course, good. Sharon, is there anything new you'd like to tell our listeners about your product and why they ought to be taking it?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for 10 years, and we've helped many thousands of people all over the world. One thing that is kind of good to mention is that we've kept our prices the same for the last 10 years. Even the shipping is the same price at $5. So that's something that is new in this economy. Things aren't going up. We try to keep things as reasonable as possible for our customers. And that way, I think we really stand out there in the marketplace.
Well, I will tell you, certainly prices on so many things are going up. And I appreciate the fact that you've been able to maintain a stable price on this product. And we actually buy it ourselves. Sharon had sent it to us, offered to, but my wife said, no, that's not what we do. We're going to pay for it. So we sent a check in like everybody else does, and we pay for it. And, in fact, everybody in our family takes it, my son, my wife, and myself. So basically, of course, would you like to tell our listeners what's in this product? Because people, I think, tend to forget, you know, what's in this. But there's a reason for all of the products that are there, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely. I believe that our product is divinely created. I think it's anointed by God. I say that to people because we are able to get results for people, and results are very, very important for people to get. And basically what Heart and Body Extract is it's an organic and wild-crafted herbal formula. It is a liquid formula. It's an excellent herbal formula that was made to balance and support the heart and the circulatory system. And it has in it 10 different ingredients. All of them are well-proportioned, synergetic, and balanced perfectly so that they're effective. And the first ingredient is garlic. Garlic has, of course, been around for many, many years, and a lot of people like to cook with that. The reason why we use garlic is because it promotes a healthy immune system. It's also a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Next in the formula is hawthorn berry and hawthorn leaves. Again, hawthorn has been around for a long, long time, and many years ago, that's what doctors used to give their patients or helping with their heart to help to protect the heart.
And I think it's really so interesting. If you look up hawthorn, you know, in any of the books on herbal medicines, you find that hawthorn is really one of the primary things that's used. And these things were all known 100 years ago. And they were known, and not only in the United States, but really a lot of these things came out of the Orient. They had been used for thousands of years, and they'd found to be effective. Will you hang on there for just a minute, because we're going to take a few of our stations are going to drop off, and I want the people to hear about that when we get back. All right, fine. So basically, Dottie, how long have you been taking the product?
Well, this coming July, I will be on the product, very satisfied, happy customer.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
With one thing, and vitamin B12 shots seemed to help some people, other people it didn't. And I think that's true with the heart and body extract. It helps some people, it doesn't. But it keeps the fact that it helps, that many, many people say this product helps the diabetic neuropathy and takes this awful aching distress and discomfort away. It really is encouraging. Well, we were suddenly talking about what's in this product, and basically it's a 10 herbal products. There's an old saying, you are what you eat, and this is, of course, was a very important part. Diet and the use of herbs up till about 100 years ago was the mainstay of organized medicine, and then, of course, the pharmaceutical companies came in, they took over control of the medical schools, and they shifted everybody away from nutrition and herbs and other things of that sort into ever increasingly expensive pharmaceutical products. And some of these products are just ridiculously expensive. Oh, they may prolong your life for a couple of months, you know, at the expense of $10,000, $20,000 or $30,000. But then, as long as you're not paying about for it, you're not concerned. You know, and everybody wants to live a couple of months more, but even some of these so-called cures, or at least extension of lives now, as they reevaluate them, they find they're really not effective at all. And there's nothing wrong with certainly taking nutritional products that really do seem to help. Well, Cindy Sharon was talking about a couple of the products. We've already talked about garlic and then hawthorn. Hawthorn's been used by physicians for hundreds of years for the treatment of heart. It's been known in the Orient that it was helpful for the heart. But anyway, if you have a question, for our guests. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Sharon, go ahead, pick up the story. You've already mentioned garlic and hawthorn. What else is in the product?
Well, let's talk a little bit about hawthorn so that people know what it's for. It helps to restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It also will regulate and balance the whole cardiovascular system. Cardiovascular system includes your whole body. There's like 80,000 miles of blood vessels, so that's a lot of support and balancing going on. Next, we have coleus. Now, coleus has a 3,000-year history in medicine. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort. Motherwort is a circulatory stimulant. It's a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry. Bilberry is very good for the eyes, especially night vision. It'll help to dilate the blood vessels, and it promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom. It'll help maintain healthy vascular permeability and assist the circulation. Next is mistletoe. Mistletoe will promote a healthy immune system. It has a calming effect on the body. It'll help support healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp, which is used mainly for the iodine and the effect it has on the thyroid gland. Next is ginger. Ginger supports liver function. It's nervine. It'll stimulate the circulation, especially to the extremities. And then finally in the formula is cayenne pepper. And this herb is used to equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all of the other herbs. It'll stimulate the body and the organs properly so that they can cleanse and function optimally.
And, of course, this product is taken. You simply take 20 drops of it, and we put onto your tongue. And basically you get the full effect of the cayenne. And first time you take it, you say, my goodness, what's that? And after a while, you sort of look forward to it. And it gives you sort of a really sort of fresh feeling in your mouth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, how often should people take this, and how much should they take?
Well, they should take it 3 times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, whatever suits the person's schedule. And it's taken according to weight. So let's say a person weighed 100 pounds, those folks would take 10 drops 3 times a day. So 10 drops in the morning, 10 drops in the afternoon, and 10 drops in the evening. Let's say a person weighed 150 pounds, those people would take 15 drops 3 times a day. Let's say a person weighed 200 pounds, they would take 20 drops 3 times a day. If a person weighed 250, they would take 25 drops 3 times a day. And if a person weighed 300, they would take 30 drops 3 times a day. So it's definitely according to weight. Product is very safe. There's no negative side effects or contraindications or interactions. We have cats on the formula, dogs on the formula, babies on the formula, children on the formula, a lot of elderly in the formula, a lot of people in their 80s and 90s and 100s using the formula. So it's very safe for the elderly.
Well, now, why don't you put it into a capsule form so people can just swallow it?
We don't want to hurt the effectiveness of the formula. It's better to have the person hold it in their mouth for a minute or two. That way it gets absorbed into the bloodstream, and it bypasses the stomach and the bowels. So they get better absorption, better assimilation. We have people from time to time, like real estate agents, people that are dealing with the public, insurance agents, people that are, you know, quite close talking to others, and they say, ooh, I'm afraid of the garlic. And I say, well, just hold it in your mouth for a minute or two, because it's going into your bloodstream. After a minute, you'll be swallowing saliva, and there will be absolutely no smell.
And, of course, the interesting thing is that it's amazing that these products go right across the mucosal membrane, especially if you get it underneath your tongue. If you actually look under your tongue sometime, you have to get a mirror and look underneath of it, you find it's just a whole maze of veins down there, and they're really very, very close to the surface. And this goes right across the mucosal membrane directly into the bloodstream, which is an advantage. If you take it, in a pill form, it's got to go to your stomach, and then it runs into the acid and the other products there and gets mixed with all the other things in your stomach, and then it goes into your intestine, and you'll absorb some of it. But you seem to get a lot more of it putting it sublingual. That's the reason you use it that way, isn't it, Sharon?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. There's a few folks that find that the taste of the form is a little strong, and so for those folks, we say add a little wee bit of juice and hold it in your mouth for a minute or two, and that way even the most sensitive people will be able to take the product successfully.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and if you have a question for Sharon or for Dottie, who's been on with us frequently in the past, give us a call. I'm sure they can answer your questions. They know a lot more about the product than I do. All I can say is I do take it, and we've been taking it for some time, and we're still going strong. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Dottie, you've been taking it for, what, about 6, 7 years now?
7 years, yes. The second thing I noticed for my body, because I had lost my central vision because of hemorrhages in front of my retinas, was that the extract was cleaning out my blood in front of my retinas. And so a week, 8, 9 days after that, I picked up a magazine that had just come in from the mailbox. And with my husband as my witness, he started reading through it, which I had not been able to do. I even had loss of my equilibrium in the house. And so to be able to see through where there were the two black blobs, it's now smoky and marbleized, and I can see through, and everything is straight and level again. And so it cleans out the blood so that the system can work properly the way God intended for it to do. So it helped me with my vision just miraculously. I did not expect that miracle, but I'm very grateful. It gave my life back to me.
Well, Sharon, have you ever heard that from anybody else, any of the other people that have ever had any improvement in their vision after taking this product?
Yes, actually we have heard quite a bit about that, yes. People being helped with macular degeneration, people being helped with cataracts, central blindness, like what Dottie had. So we're not promising that that will happen for the individual listening on the radio, but what I always like to say to people is give it a try, see what it does for you, because, it is excellent. And it's actually quite common that people report better eyesight, better memory, better hearing, better sleeping. There's a lot of good things that can really happen from the form of more energy, more vitality, able to be more mobile. Dottie, you were talking last time when I was talking to you about your equilibrium. That's an interesting thing, what happened for yourself.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, Sharon, I want you to get your telephone number out, your website, so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. So the phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
All right, fine. That's heartandbody.com. If you want to know more, you can, and you can't remember that, go to our website, radioliberty.com. And if you just scroll down on the front page of our website, there's a site that will link to their website. And since they support us, we've got that there. You can just go out and click on it and go directly to their website. Sometimes it's hard to get the telephone numbers down. Well, be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Sharon. I'm Harris. She's really sort of the organizer, a person who developed the product, has been marketing it for 10 years or so. And
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. Why don't you go ahead and just review all the other formulas? How many formulas do you have, herbal formulas?
There's 19 formulas, and I was going to mention the female balance extract. That's a really great formula for helping to balance female hormones. I talked to a lady the other day, and she said that she felt really unbalanced and really nervous and really wasn't feeling herself. And when she started to use the female balance extract, it helped her to feel more herself and help that transition of menopause very effectively. And she said, I'm really grateful for that formula because I don't know what would have happened to me without it, because she was, you know, feeling really unbalanced, and it really helped her to get balanced again. We have male virility extract, which is a product that will help with male virility, and it helps to balance male hormones. We have gentleman extract, which is a product that will help with the prostate support. We have cell cleanse extract, which is a very good cell cleanse, a very good detoxifier. We have another formula called detoxifier extract, which is a different detoxifier. So, yeah, each and every one of our formulas are very effective, and we get great results with them. They're all organic, they're all well-crafted, and they're all liquids. And they will always be that way, liquids and very high quality.
All right, Fi. Well, let's go ahead and get your telephone number out again and your website so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. If somebody is interested in having a look at all of our formulas, we have a website called healthyheartsclub.net. That is, again, healthyheartsclub.net, the name of our company, .net. That will show all of the different formulas available. And then our phone number is 866-295-5305.
Well, we're drawing close to the end of the half hour. Dot, did you have anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Oh, I would just encourage anyone that is in non-normal health and would like to improve themselves to start on Heart and Body Extract, because it will attend to anything that needs assistance in the body to maintain a healthy body. That's the beautiful thing about Heart and Body Extract, is it goes through those 80,000 miles of the circulatory system and touches everything, and it's always upgraded. It's always upgraded with Heart and Body Extract.
All right, Fi. Well, I want to thank you both very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month. Again, our guest has been Sharon Harris. The product is Heart and Body Extract, and certainly it's sold all throughout the world and already thousands of satisfied customers. God bless you both. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Good night now.
Good night. Okay, fine. Well, we look forward to having Sharon with us every month. Of course, Dottie often comes on with her. And, of course, we're going to be doing open lines the rest of the evening, so give us a call if you have a question or comment. And basically, of course, we might just comment on what's happening as far as Osama bin Laden and, of course, his supposed execution. And, you know, what's really so significant about the story is there's a lot of debate. I mean, should they certainly have killed him? Should they have disposed of the body? Do you think that we actually perhaps antagonized a lot of people in the Muslim world by doing that? And that, of course, the question is, was the Pakistani government or certain people within the Pakistani government involved in this? Did they know he was there? Was he being protected by the Pakistani intelligence agencies? But you see, what we never really ask is, was this really Osama bin Laden? I mean, they tell us it was, but can we believe them? They've lied, and we have to understand we have an invisible government. That invisible government has lied about Pat Tillman. They lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They certainly lied about the murder of President Kennedy. Now we find out this was a CIA operation, and it's no question at all. E. Howard Hunt, Frank Sturgis, both on the deathbeds, admitted they were on the grassy knoll. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
While This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
With me, if you're out there, the listening audience, why it's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Just before we went to the break, I mentioned that, Sydney, that two people on the grassy knoll had actually admitted to being there. One of them was E. Howard Hunt, who was often accused of being up on the grassy knoll. If you've never seen the program that we have, the DVD put together by a good friend of Bob Fletcher, and he shows pictures of E. Howard Hunt, and the question was he really there? Well, when Chris Howard Hunt was on his deathbed, he confessed to his children that he had been part of the conspiracy to kill President Kennedy, that he was actually there on the grassy knoll. They actually wrote a book about that. But the average individual isn't going to hear about this sort of thing. Frank Sturgis was there as well. He worked for the CIA. He was part of their Murder Incorporated. We used to carry a book. You can get it on the Internet. We don't carry it now. But it's called Double Cross. It was written by Chuck Giancano. Chuck Giancano was Sam Giancano's brother, and Sam Giancano was the godfather of the mafia. And the book is available on Amazon. And basically, Chuck Giancano there says that Sam Giancano supervised murders all throughout the world for the CIA, including the murder of John Kennedy. And, you know, there's just no honor among this sort of people. At least the mafia really believed that the CIA was honorable people. They had a bizarre sense of honor, but and of course, the double cross was that the CIA killed Sam Giancana. I mean, what a really disreputable thing to do. Sam Giancana trusted the mafia, and they had him killed. Now, one of the interesting things about that book, Double Cross, have you ever wondered why Jack Ruby went into the hospital there, went into the police station, the Parkland police station, and shot Lee Harvey Oswald? I mean, knew he was going to be caught. Why would any rational person do something like that? And Chuck Giancana explains it in his book. It's the only logical explanation. Jack Ruby, who was part of the mob, was told that if he did not do this, he would be tortured to death, and everyone in his family would be tortured to death. That's the sort of offer you can't refuse. And, of course, there is a film down there in Dallas. We've seen it. Of course, Jack Ruby is talking to members of the Warren Commission, saying, if you get me out of Dallas, I'll tell you the whole story. I'll tell you why I killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And he looked very, very healthy in the film, and 3 weeks later he was dead of fulminant explosive cancer. That's what we were told. Well, we've got a full line. My goodness, we've got all the lines lined up. Let's go to Ken, who's calling in from New York. Hi, Ken. What would you like to talk about? I guess, Ken, are you there?
Right, Stan.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, Ken from New York.
Right. Go ahead, Ken.
I was going to talk to you about Bin Laden, but you kind of sidetracked me there with Jacob Rubenstein.
Okay, fine.
Jack Ruby.
Right.
So I heard, now that's an interesting theory, what you mentioned. He obviously was motivated by something. It wasn't just because Oswald allegedly killed Kennedy and he had such great respect for Kennedy. But I also heard an interesting theory, and again, it's a theory, but that Ruby was a member of the U.S. Communist Party, and that he was basically ordered also by whoever, if it was a communist assassination, over Bay of Pigs or whatever, and his job was basically to silence Oswald, and Oswald, again, was in Russia. He had a Russian wife. So I think that theory is, what you just gave was an interesting theory, too, but I think this one, which I really hadn't heard before, do you lend any credence to that, about Ruby being a member of U.S. Communist Party and taking out Oswald so he wouldn't talk?
I used to believe that sort of thing, and I could even come up with a lot of very, very good explanations for it, and I think it was planned. In fact, I used to subscribe to the Communist Party. And suddenly, at that time, at the time of the assassination, the Daily Worker ran an ad a number of times. It was just a big ad, and it said, Ruby, a precious stone. A ruby, a precious stone. That's all it said, And I'm looking at this big ad in the Communist Party, and I think, they're telling us Jack Ruby's part of the Communist movement. There was a man named Rubenstein who'd been a member of the Communist Party in Chicago, and we don't know what happened to him. We know he'd been investigated. But we had a lot of information subsequently that Jack Ruby was part of the mafia. He was working with the mafia down there. And Sidney, we will never know for certain, but I thought that Chuck Giancana's explanation was certainly far more logical, because I will tell you this whole thing about Lee Harvey Oswald being a communist. No, he was actually a CIA agent. He was working for the intelligence agencies. We know that from many, many sources, and we could talk a whole evening about that. He was over there as an informant. The communists never, never trusted Lee Harvey Oswald. They always figured that he was an American agent, and I think this was all part of a long-term plan to confuse us. Now, right after the assassination, I really thought this was a communist operation. I was terribly naive at the time. I didn't understand how everything fit together, and I could give you an excellent explanation. It was all the communists. There were so much information was put out. There were articles in the Congressional Record. Everything was done to confuse us. I mean, he was a communist agent. He was working for Castro. No, you know, no, I really think, of course, that he was actually, you know, working for the intelligence agencies. And, of course, there were so many explanations as to why Kennedy was assassinated. There was the oil man, because Kennedy had cut off the oil depletion allowance. It was Fidel Castro, because, of course, Fidel Castro hated Kennedy, and he wanted to kill him. Then, of course, there were other theories. It was the communists who were behind it. And these were all certainly efforts to confuse us. I think it was the military was in on this, the CIA was in on this, the FBI was in on this, and there was a meeting that was actually held the night before, and there was representatives from the military, the CIA, the oil people. J. Edgar Hoover was there, Richard Nixon was there, and I talked to Sidney Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she just affirmed everything that was there that about the meeting. And Galen Ross talked to somebody else who attended the same meeting. It's all covered in our second four-tape set, the JFK Assassination Update, a two-hour interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress about the meeting that was held the night before. And Lyndon Johnson was there, and John Connally was there, and he was in on it, too. And they tried to kill him as well. So I think that's probably a much more logical explanation. But
okay.
The other thing that, of course, really convinces me is our good friend Daniel Marvin, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, attended assassin school. And when he went to assassin school, shortly after Kennedy was assassinated, the CIA instructor said, "We killed Kennedy because he was betraying America." And they probably believed that. Okay? Mm-hmm.
All right, interesting. Well,
you can get that four-tape set, a four-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins, My Interview with Colonel Dan Marvin. Fascinating interview. He was a trained assassin, trained by the CIA.
Okay. Oh, and I always thought one reason why George W. Bush, when he was president, and he went up to Pennsylvania to campaign in the primary for Arlen Specter. I think that was in 2004, because he had a very serious challenge in the primary from Pat Toomey, and he was actually behind a bit in the polls. And Bush went up there with Karl Rove, I believe, too, and they personally campaigned for Specter. And rarely does it happen when a sitting president gets so involved in a primary for Congress. And I wonder if they just, Specter being the chairman of the Warren Commission or the lead counsel, whatever his title was.
He was assistant counsel. He was the
counsel.
One who came
I think
up,
they wanted him in power as long as they could, because they knew he held a lot of secrets and still does over the Kennedy assassination.
I think you're absolutely right. He was the one who came up with the magic bullet theory and sold that. God bless. Thanks so much
for calling,
Ken.
Good night.
Good night. Let's go to Donna, who's calling from New Orleans. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Donna. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to know, what is your opinion of Abraham Lincoln, and what would you have done if you'd have been president in 1860 to prevent the Europeans from breaking up America and to prevent the war of northern aggression against the South?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I wasn't in that position. I mean, I think that there are great things to be said in Lincoln's favor. There's great to be said against him. He just launched this terrible, terrible war that they had. There were actually draft riots in the North. The Northerners did not want to fight. They actually killed 2,000 Northerners in draft riots. These were men who didn't want to go off and kill their brothers and friends and fellow Americans in the South. I think Abraham Lincoln was manipulated in this whole thing, and I think that there were things that can be said in his favor. I think he was a brilliant individual. But as often happens, when you don't understand this, it is so very easy to get manipulated. He was manipulated by the people of great wealth who wanted this war so they could finance both sides, and they did finance both sides. And they wanted to lend him money at 30 or 40% interest. He refused. He actually went ahead and printed independent money. That's the so-called Lincoln greenback. And I think that cost him his life, because you were never to print money yourself. It's always to be borrowed from the bankers, as with the system that we have today. The money, of course, that is put out by the Treasury Department is borrowed into circulation. So Lincoln did many good things. He did many bad things. And as with so many of our leaders, they are totally manipulated. They are controlled by the people who surround them. And I think that they assassinated Abraham Lincoln because he didn't want to go along with the bankers' conspiracy. I believe, of course, they tried to assassinate Andrew Jackson. The assassin, both of his guns misfired. Certainly, I believe they... at least that was one of the reasons they killed Kennedy. This is another one, the reason they killed McKinley. And I think there was several other presidents who were killed by the banking interests. So it's a mixed bag, Donna. There's no Lincoln was all good, or no, Lincoln was all bad. We are all manipulated unless we understand how this fits together. There are powerful forces out there, financial forces, but behind them there are powerful spiritual forces. Okay?
Would you have tried to lower the tariff?
I beg your pardon?
Would you have tried to lower the tariff?
Yes, I think I would have, because the tariffs were totally unfair. This is one reason why the Southerners... this really didn't have anything to do with slavery. It had to the fact that the Northerners were able to dominate Congress. They had very high tariffs that benefited the manufacturers in the Northeast, but of course it was terribly damaging to the Southerners and their economy. And this really all started out having nothing to do with slavery. In fact, the Emancipation Proclamation didn't come up until at least 1862, and it may even have been 1863. They had to have a justification for the war, but it never was slavery. That's what they had to come up with. They had to have an explanation from it, because the Northerners didn't want to fight this war. This was Lincoln's war, and I think it was a terrible, terrible war. It was the war of Northern aggression. And I will tell you that Robert E. Lee actually marched right up into Pennsylvania, but he didn't burn the towns. I mean, these were fellow Americans. He didn't attack and kill civilians, but of course Lincoln's people did, and Grant did, and Sherman marched through Georgia and burned everything. Had Robert E. Lee done that early in the war when they invaded the North, why, the North would have surrendered. But Robert E. Lee was too much of a gentleman. Abraham Lincoln and his generals were not. And they devastated the South, and they killed almost 500,000 of our fellow citizens. The bloodiest war we've ever been engaged in, and Lincoln bears a large measure of responsibility for it. Okay?
Yeah, and would have been the Southern generals, would you have gone to the White House and attacked the Lincoln?
No, he would not have done that. Robert E. Lee was too much of a patriot to do that.
If you would have been one of the generals, would you have wanted to use that strategy?
I would not have done that. Basically, all of these wars are manipulated, and both sides are manipulated. If you can follow the course of the First World War and the Second World War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War, and both sides are always manipulated by these powerful forces working behind the scenes. In Korea, we weren't allowed to bomb the supply lines. We weren't even allowed to buy the supply camps in northern Korea, far away from the border. We weren't allowed to bomb the plants where they generated electricity. We weren't allowed to win that war any more than we were allowed to win the Vietnam War. And all during the war, we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. Just exactly during Germany, it was American corporations operating in Germany during the Second World War, General Motors, Ford, AT&T, IBM, and all the others building the weapons of war that were used by the Nazis to kill our boys at Normandy. That's the part of the story nobody ever talks about. It's never either or, understand? The whole thing is manipulated. Hey, you got to run. Thanks so much. Let's go to Tony calling from San Jose. Hi, Tony. Quick question or comment?
Well, I guess I'd comment on the first two callers. I like both the questions, but I think you kind of hit on what the common thread about both of those questions were, was the issuance of money. As far as with John Kennedy, you know, he was going to issue debt-free silver certificates. Well, hear that music.
Yeah, go right ahead, though, Tony.
I wanted to talk about this latest hoax fiasco with Obama and Osama.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I can't believe how you could... I don't really seriously believe that you actually believe that... We just killed Osama.
I really don't. I think he's been dead for a long time. And I figure this was probably a double. Basically, they made an awful mistake when they came out with the Obama birth certificate. They had to draw attention away from the obvious conflict. They've known where Osama was for a long time, and they suddenly brought him up. Go ahead.
Right. And I mean, and it's not even really debated that Osama... was in a CIA.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I'm going to make a quick request because I pray about it. Before asking, I want to ask the American people, those that know Jesus Christ as their own Savior, I'm sure they're praying not just for America or for what is happening in Libya or Japan, but what about the neighbor next to the South? I've been reading one of the most brave magazines that I've read in Mexico, Proceso, how the mafia, the cartels, have already overtaken, invaded parts of Mexico, entire towns, under their control in ways we could not imagine.
I think you're absolutely right, George. We're out of time, but let me just comment that the drug cartels down there, where are they getting the drugs? The largest drug purveyor of hard narcotics, both cocaine and certainly heroin, is our own CIA. We know from recent articles that the BATF has been encouraging the gun dealers in along the border states to turn guns over to the cartels, and they're using those cartels to do all of these things. What people do not understand is that the CIA is working with these drug cartels. We're creating the best enemy money could buy, and one day that is going to be turned against our people. Next time we do a program, George called in earlier. Thanks very much. God bless, and this is the time when I really need to get people to understand that nothing as it appears to be. If you'd like to know about the CIA and drugs, we have two great books. One is called Defrauding America. The other is called Drugging America. We have a great four-tape set, Is There Really a War on Drugs? And in that four-tape, you'll actually hear Bill Clinton during a press conference when he's asked by Sarah McClendon, you know, about the operation there at MENA Airport, where, of course, they're smuggling drugs in. And Bill Clinton's remark, well, that was a federal operation. That had nothing to do with me. I was the governor of the state of Arkansas. That operation, that drug operation at MENA Airport, was a federal operation. Well, at that time, Bill Clinton was the president of the United States. Why didn't he do something about it? Because he understood what it was all about. The invisible government, the CIA portion of it, has been pushing drugs for many years. Why do you think we have a war on drugs and there's more drugs now than ever before? Why do you think when America controls Afghanistan, why the supply of drugs has dramatically increased? When the Taliban had it, they shut down the drugs. When the CIA and the Special Forces controlled it and the U.S. Army controlled it, why the poppy fields bloomed. Can you explain that to me? Well, ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. You need to get our four-tape set, or Is There Really a War on Drugs? You need to get the books Defrauding America, Drugging America. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, it's on DVD, The Forbidden Secret, my talk on The Dark Secret, that's on the CD-ROM, but there's syllabuses that go with both of them, to give you some idea of the spiritual forces that are at work behind the scenes. And then, of course, we hope that, of course, you'll get the DVD, certainly on the emergence, Constance Cumby, the four-tape set, or four-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy, the spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and we do have her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but to please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And, William, are you there?
Dr. Stan, I'm here. How are you doing this
week? I'm doing fine. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Obviously, we're going to have to talk about this most recent protracted exercise in transparently fraudulent Homeland Security theater that involved the termination of the script that focused on R. Emanuel Goldstein, Osama bin Laden. Very rarely in human history have we seen an immaculate deception as brazen or audacious as this.
I think for our listeners out there, the Goldstein that he's referring to, of course, is the Goldstein in George Orwell's 1984.
Yes.
You had to have somebody to hate, and George Orwell pointed this out. Everybody had to hate the enemy of Big Brother. Well, of course, Machiavelli had written about this in the book The Prince. You had to have an enemy to rally the people behind government, and of course, most recently, that enemy was Osama bin Laden, who I believe has been dead for many years, but that's all right. They've had a look-alike, and Chris, it was very embarrassing as far as President Clinton. When people began to challenge his obviously fraudulent birth certificate, which he brought forward, they had to get people's attention off of that. And what a wonderful diversion. If I've ever seen an example of political theater, this is it. And that is the execution of Osama bin Laden. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. In Orwell's 1984, a point is made that Emanuel Goldstein had been a Trotsky-style figure. Leon Trotsky, the founder of the Red Army, had been one of the Bolshevik first generation, the founding generation of the Soviet Bolshevik regime. He broke with Stalin over a number of questions, not the least of which, of course, was theoretical. Leon Trotsky, who's the ancestor of the neoconservatives, as they style themselves here in the United States, favored the idea of the permanent revolution that the government of Soviet Russia would be evangelizing on behalf of Marxist rebellion and totalitarian rule throughout the world. Joseph Stalin favored consolidation of socialism in one country as the immediate tactical objective. So they had a disagreement here, but there was a question of succession as well. Which of these two would be the legitimate heir to the depraved mass murderer Lenin? And so he ended up with Leon Trotsky being thrust into exile and tracked down and murdered with an ice pick in his skull in Mexico City. Well, Emanuel Goldstein was basically drawn on the image of Leon Trotsky. Trotskyites were considered a schismatic faction within Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union. Trotsky was the great backslider or apostate. That's how we're introduced to Emanuel Goldstein in the first pages of 1984, where the Daily Ritual of the Two Minutes Hate is described, where people were required to be in front of the telescreen to be catechized every day about the enveloping evil of everybody who plotted against Big Brother and his benevolent regime. And all these things were embodied in the face of the arch-traitor and conspirator and apostate Emanuel Goldstein. Well, in broadly similar fashion, Osama bin Laden was somebody who was at one point very useful to the CIA, to the intelligence apparatus of the regime ruling us. For the last 15 years or so, almost, he's been the chief hate figure used to rally public attention, particularly after 9/11. And now they've decided, for whatever reason, to bring that element of the script to a close, and we're moving into a more dangerous phase of this long-term deception, I'm convinced.
I think you're absolutely right. And the thing is that this should be so obvious that this really didn't make sense. I mean, why didn't they preserve the body? I mean, why won't they show us pictures of the body? Why would they have gunned down a gentleman, you know, who was unarmed? There were 40 of them, and there was only one of him, and he wasn't armed? Come on now. Go ahead, William.
You bring up a couple of very important considerations here. If the story had any validity to it at all, a lot of the questions you're asking would not have been implicated in this incident. If you're talking about somebody who was the apex level commander, the fellow with command responsibility for 9/11, which of course isn't true, the FBI admitted on the record a number of years ago that there was, quote, no hard evidence, close quote, linking bin Laden to the 9/11 attacks, which is why that was not listed in his vita in the FBI's most wanted poster, describing Mr. bin Laden as being at the top of the list of those most ardently pursued by the FBI. No hard evidence linking him to 9/11. He certainly didn't have command responsibility in terms of what Al-Qaeda does. Al-Qaeda is more of a brand name than an actual organization. But as Chris Hedges, who won a Pulitzer Prize for on-the-scene first-person reporting on Al-Qaeda way back in the late part of the 1990s and early part of the aughts, pointed out, bin Laden didn't have command authority over Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was something that was intended to replicate itself as a type of franchise based on a brand name, but there was no rigid hierarchical structure here. Certainly bin Laden preached an ideology that was equal parts Islamic jihad of the modern nationalist type and Leninist terrorist and organizational tactics, but he didn't actually have any direct hands-on command authority over what was going on in Al-Qaeda or any of the groups that would sort of identify themselves as affiliates or inspired by the vision of Al-Qaeda. But the thing is, if this guy had been what we were told he was, if this is the guy who gave the order and caused the towers to fall, which is the standard narrative, broadly stated, and purportedly this guy was plotting and planning and had a vast knowledge of what was happening in this sprawling apparatus of terrorism and mayhem, why would they kill this guy, simply double-tap him, rather than taking him to custody and pumping him for everything he knew, if the objective were to acquire actionable intelligence on this world-spanning existential threat to the United States? The last thing you want to do is dispatch this guy to the great beyond before finding out everything that he knows and everything that he's been up to. And certainly, of course, if you're approaching this from the perspective that this guy was the mastermind of a hideous crime that resulted in the mass murder in New York City, in Washington, D.C., in Pennsylvania, and that he was involved in these other crimes in Africa, he was under indictment by a federal court in New York City. What you want to do is you want to arrest the guy, extradite him, bring him to stand trial in the United States, once again, in order to ensure that justice is carried out, and also to learn what you can learn about anything else this guy might be up to. So that
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William makes the very valid point. If Osama bin Laden really heads this vast network of terrorists who want to destroy America, you would think that they would want to capture him. You would think that they would want to obtain all the information they possibly can about this vast network that we're told that exists out there of people plotting against America. And then, of course, you would want to humiliate him by bringing him to trial and showing what a cowardly individual he is. Instead of that, they simply snuff him out. Now, there are 40 people. They're heavily armed. And, of course, you could use a taser gun. You could use a stun grenade. There are many ways. I would think a couple of those big, husky, very powerful people within special forces could have taken down this armed, elderly, chronically ill person. But instead of doing that, they shoot him in the face. Why would you do that? Well, they thought somehow they were he might be going to reach for a gun or something. Well, what about taking a taser gun out? And obviously they must have tasers so that they could paralyze him temporarily. There's something terribly wrong about this story. And it's almost, well, we know very well that the government did not want Lee Harvey Oswald ever to get before a jury, and so he was assassinated. And then they didn't want Jack Ruby to get before a jury, and he died of fulminant cancer just a couple of weeks after telling the members of the Warren Commission that he would tell everything if they just get him out of Dallas. And certainly they didn't want James Earl Ray, the man who was accused of killing Martin Luther King, to ever come before trial. In fact, Judge Battle, who was the trial judge, who heard the original guilty plea by James Earl Ray a couple of days later, when James Earl Ray asked for a trial, was about to give him a new trial, and Judge Battle just keeled over dead with the letter in his hand from James Earl Ray requesting a trial. They did everything they could to block James Earl Ray from ever going to trial. And it was almost as if they didn't want Osama bin Laden to go to trial either. But go right ahead, William.
Well, we know on the basis of what Mr. Obama has said that they didn't want him to go to trial. We know on the basis of what Eric Holder said a year ago that they didn't have any intention of bringing him to trial. Eric Holder actually said on the record in the congressional hearing that Osama bin Laden would not be taken alive. He said that over a year ago. Mr. Obama, in his announcement on Sunday, said that the killing of bin Laden happened after the firefight. He wasn't killed in a firefight. It happened after the firefight. And a couple of other officials, I believe Leon Panetta, the outgoing CIA director, has said that the authority was always there to kill bin Laden. In other words, this was a kill mission from the beginning. So if this actually happened, and I am strenuously agnostic as to whether Osama bin Laden was actually killed last week. Like yourself, Dr. Stan, I think that Mr. bin Laden shuffled off his mortal coil a number of years ago. I'm not at all convinced that this actually took place. I think that something was staged in that hovel that they were referring to as a mansion, that oversized mud hut that they referred to as an armed compound. And by the way, a compound is any edifice in which somebody who is targeted for summary execution is located. They refer to the Randy Weaver home, this tar paper shanty on a barren hilltop in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, as a compound. It could be, as I've said before, a yurt or a wikiup or an igloo. But if you're living inside it, the government intends to kill you, whatever edifice you're in becomes a compound. Well, this so-called compound probably was the staging area for a made-for-television, or at least made-for-local public consumption, piece of performance art by the federal government. And the operative model here is what happened with the Jessica Lynch rescue. Jessica Lynch, of course, was being cared for by Iraqi physicians on sacrificial terms. They actually made space in an overcrowded hospital. They had to bump actual defenders of their homeland from bed space in order to care for this little girl who should not have been in a military uniform, should not have been anywhere within 10,000 miles, if possible, of a combat zone. And when she was in an accident, she was not in an ambush. Her vehicle rear-ended the vehicle in front of her in a convoy, I believe, in a sandstorm. But she ended up being cared for by Iraqi physicians, and you send in a strike force, a heavily armed contingent of special operations soldiers, to break her out of the hospital where she was not under armed guard and was free to leave at any time. The physician attending her had been trying to get American personnel to come and pick her up, basically to drive by a ambulance and pick her up and take her back. But this wasn't good enough. They had to have a made-for-television spectacle in order to weave this elaborate melodrama around her to make her into a hero, when actually she shouldn't have been there. She was there because in that hospital. She shouldn't have been in combat. She was in the hospital because of an accident, and she was not in any way in danger at the time. She was being cared for by Iraqi physicians who subscribed to and practiced the Hippocratic Oath at some cost to themselves. Well, what you have here is the same kind of a situation, I suspect. I don't doubt for a second that somebody got killed last week, and that there were people who witnessed this apparent quote-unquote firefight, which apparently consisted of one person with a weapon being surrounded by 40 armed, heavily armed, thoroughly trained contract killers, basically. And I don't doubt for a second that they created enough of a paper trail and enough ancillary evidence to leave the impression that something actually took place there by way of an actual engagement. But I suspect that Osama bin Laden has long been in another plane of existence, and probably a very unpleasant one. But even if we take at face value what they said, And this is something that I find paradoxical and a little bit troubling. If you take at face value what they said, what they're saying is that they killed the guy, that they sent in a strike force to kill the guy, summarily execute him on the basis of supposed presidential authority, rather than trying to find out what they could from the guy that would be useful for the purpose of protecting Americans from future terrorist attacks, and rather than carrying out the terms of the indictment that required that he would be brought to stand trial before a federal court in New York City for terrorist acts other than 9/11. If you take it face value, if you absorb what they said, and the stories make it difficult because they're mutually contradictory, the details don't agree, some of the basic elements of the narrative are completely implausible. But what they say is that they sent these guys in with orders to kill the guy. They capped him. They dragged him off. They did DNA testing, which miraculously gave them a positive result within hours of the incident, which, if I'm not mistaken, is all but impossible to do with DNA testing. And then they took him off. They flew him 1,000 miles to the south, roughly southwest, to dump his body in the Arabian Sea. Nobody has seen the pictures. None of the witnesses to the event are willing to talk for public consumption. There was no real-life video feed or satellite feed, despite the fact that we saw that dramatic photo, that staged photo in the White House Situation Room of Mr. Obama and his national security team looking on with rapt concentration as they supposedly were watching this operation unfold in real time. And you have Mr. Obama saying that this was a matter of going and killing him after the firefight, a year after Eric Holder said that they wouldn't take Osama alive. So on the face of it, you take it at face value, what they're admitting to here is a contract hit that is like something out of Gangland. It's like something out of really bad crime, organized crime fiction. Just get rid of somebody who's potentially troublesome and perhaps send them to sleep with the fishes, the cliche informs us. But this is in keeping with the established method of dealing with people who are no longer useful to Washington. I'm thinking of what happened with Saddam Hussein. Granted, he was captured and put on a species of trial in Iraq, but he never stood trial for any of the marquee crimes attributed to him. He wasn't put on trial for the invasion of Kuwait. He wasn't put on trial for the war against Iran, in which he was the aggressor. That was a war abetted by the United States and precipitated by the CIA. He wasn't put on trial for the allegations of using chemical weapons against his own population, when it's quite possible that that's something Iran did rather than Iraq. He wasn't put on trial for the slaughter of the Kurds. He wasn't put on trial for annihilating his Shiite opponents. He wasn't put on trial for the manifold abuses of the secret police. He was put on trial for disproportionately prosecuting a number of people in a small village where he was the subject of an assassination attempt in 1982. I think there were something like 147 men in this village who were put to death. After they were put on trial, many of them were involved in a conspiracy to assassinate Saddam Hussein, which I wouldn't consider to be a crime in light of the way he was treating these people. It could be considered a type of aggressive self-defense given the nature of his regime. But the point is, he actually gave those people a simulacrum of due process. And if you consider what he did to be criminal, what you're doing is saying that he committed a crime under the color of supposed authority. It wasn't international aggression. It was torture. It wasn't the use of so-called weapons of mass destruction against his own people. It was for prosecuting people who tried to assassinate him. That's why he was put on trial, and that's why he was sentenced to hang. He was never put into a position where he would be able to spill the secrets that he knew about his former mentors and patrons in Washington and in London and in New York. That wasn't permitted. They made him stretch a rope and silenced him before he was able to tell what he knew about that dimension of his career. Something similar happened with Slobodan Milosevic. Mr. Milosevic, Slobo, as he's been referred to, was an emissary by the Yugoslav government under Tito to Wall Street. He was basically the banker for Tito's regime. Now, in that position, he knew a lot about the way the power elite functioned. Well, he was convicted for things that happened during the Balkan Wars of secession in the 1990s. And then he suddenly ends up dead in his cell before he could talk about the things he knew about the power elite that he had served and that found him to be disposable. The same sort of thing just happened with Osama bin Laden, if indeed what happened last week is anything like what we've been told it was.
Well, we really have no way of knowing, though. All we know is what we read in the newspaper, what we hear on television. Is it true? Is it political theater? Is it contrived? It may be 10, 20, 30, 40 years before the truth ever comes out, and by then, why, we'll have another crisis. That is, we still have a free society. William, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And we have to take their word what they found, but there's all sorts of things suggesting now that there are going to be terrible retaliations on the American people because Osama bin Laden was apprehended and executed. And so we're going to have more monitoring here in the United States and controls over the American people to keep us from being attacked by the wicked terrorists who, from the very inception, have been financed by our own government. Ladies and gentlemen, you go into the background of Al-Qaeda, you go into the background of the Taliban, they were all financed by our own government. There were books written in 1999. One of them was called Dollars for Terror. I review that in some of my newsletters early on in this whole tragic scenario, Dollars for Terror, written in 1999 by a Swiss journalist who wanted to know the background of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic terrorist organizations. What did he find? When he said it in 1999, 2 years before the September 11th attack, why, it was the CIA, It was Pakistani Intelligence and Saudi Intelligence, another book written at that time, 1999, by James Cooley, who was a foreign correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, talking about the worldwide Islamic terrorist movement that existed. Who was behind it? The CIA, Saudi Intelligence, Pakistani Intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, now we're told, oh, why, of course, it was all Al-Qaeda, and why, of course, Saudi Arabia, they're our good friends. Well, maybe the Pakistanis were somehow involved a little bit, but ladies and gentlemen, who funds Pakistan? Who funds their military and their intelligence? Why, the CIA. Of course, we've created the best enemy money could buy. Go right ahead.
It's interesting you bring up 1999. In terms of the disclosures and the books that you referred to here concerning U.S. support for the CIA's funding of Al-Qaeda and bin Laden et al., because that was the same year that Zbigniew Brzezinski, who really was one of the grand architects of this disaster, gave an interview in the French press in which he admitted that he was the one that provided President Jimmy Carter with a National Security Decision Memorandum in July of 1979, 20 years earlier than that, authorizing the CIA to conduct a covert operation in Afghanistan, in which the CIA, working through Pakistani's ISI intelligence agency, which really had no useful existence over the last 30 years, apart from its role as a cutout for the CIA, how they were going to organize the Mujahideen and organize a radical Islamic revolutionary element in Afghanistan for the purpose of inciting a Soviet invasion and a long, protracted, bloody Vietnam-style conflict in Afghanistan. And what Zbigniew Brzezinski said in 1999 was that this was a strategic masterstroke. It was a geopolitical chess move on what he called the grand chessboard of the First Order, and that the only trivial consequence of a negative nature was that a handful of Muslims would become radicalized. And a couple of years after that, of course, we have what happened on 9/11, whether that was brought about through Al-Qaeda, whether it was brought about through some other mechanism, some other instrumentality, I don't know. I'm persuadable as to a number of revisionist accounts to what happened on 9/11. One thing we know for certain sure, as some of my friends used to say when I was a teenager growing up in Idaho, that was the expression we used by way of emphasizing that something is unassailably true, is that Osama bin Laden was not the mastermind of 9/11 as far as the U.S. government could demonstrate using hard evidence.
Well, I think there can be very little question that building number 7 was controlled demolition. I mean, if all you can do have to do is look at that building come down. You can see it on my webpage, radioliberty.com, in the section on other videos, and you can actually watch it come down. And the first thing that happens is the center of the roof caves in. Why would the center of the roof cave in? Why? Because you take out the central support so that the walls fall inward. If you don't do that, why the walls fall outward. Then, of course, you take out the base of the building. You can hear my four-tape set on why did the buildings come down, where I interview a man who was there the day afterwards, whose job it was to clean up controlled demolitions. He said it was 99% certain that that was a controlled demolition. Certainly, people who've watched that know it's controlled demolition. Why would the whole base of the building suddenly dissolve at 5:20 in the afternoon of September 11th? Why don't we ever ask the question, why did Building 7 come down? And there's over 1,300, probably much more than that, architects and engineers who've looked at those videos and suggested that the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition, or at least we should have another examination. Let me go right ahead with the story.
One of the things that we'd mentioned in the last segment was the relationship between Pakistani intelligence and Al-Qaeda. And this is something that has been well known and well documented, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, for over a decade, the fact that Al-Qaeda was nurtured and cultivated through the ISI in its capacity as a subcontractor for the CIA. What I find really interesting is that as of last Sunday, there is a discernible, a tangible shift in the direction of aggressive hostility on the part of Washington toward Pakistan. And the notion that the Pakistani intelligence and military wings of that government had been involved in sheltering bin Laden is now being used on the part of the warmongers in Washington to tune the atmosphere for a more aggressive policy toward Pakistan, which has been an occupied country now for the better part of a decade. Former President Pervez Musharraf, who was general and, of course, a military despot in Pakistan, not a very pleasant guy, but a patriot within his own frame of reference, went on record in, I believe, 2005 or 2006, saying that after 9/11, the government in Washington, the Bush administration, approached the government there in Islamabad and said in no uncertain terms that they were going to use that country as a staging area for the war in Afghanistan, and that if Mr. Musharraf were to resist in any way, put up any kind of struggle against this, that they would, quote, bomb my country back into the Stone Age. And, of course, since that time, Pakistan has become a major staging area, and you've got drone strikes being carried out by the CIA. There's one that took place yesterday that killed a couple of dozen people, and of course, none of the people killed were on the list of suspected militants or insurgents or terrorist suspects, however you want to characterize them. There have been probably the better part of 1,000 people killed in Pakistan by these remote-controlled drone missile strikes over the last couple of years. That's something for which Mr. Obama has clear command responsibility. You can make a pretty good case that Obama has killed as many innocent Pakistanis through drone strikes as were killed, Americans and others were killed on 9/11 in downtown New York City. And in this instance, there's no doubt who has the command responsibility for these acts of state terrorism. But what's happening now is that a lot of people on both sides of the very narrow partisan divide in Congress are making noises to the effect that maybe we've got to look at being a little bit more forceful in our dealings with Pakistan. And really, Washington has been carrying out a war inside Pakistan now, a very bloody war.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is not just a headdress, I guess. Every Friday evening at this time is William Grigg. And before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your blog site, how they can get your material, and then, of course, how they can get to your PayPal button, because, of course, William, certainly, with a very large family, certainly is really dependent upon the support of people who actually are in a position to help him. He does a great job, as far as I'm concerned. He is probably the outstanding writer today, as far as putting together the stories of what's going on, and this is one reason why we've asked William to write the Radio Liberty newsletter. I just wasn't getting accomplished. I spent all my time writing my newsletter. I got further and further behind. So William has written the last couple of newsletters, and we'll hope he'll continue writing those newsletters because, of course, a wonderful source of your education when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you'll get those articles. At one time, William was the senior editor of the New American magazine, and so you'll get the insightful comments that he used to make there when he held that position. But William, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get to your PayPal button and help you as you continue your research and bringing forth the news behind the news, the story behind the story?
Dr. Stan, I really appreciate your kindness. My blog is called Pro Libertate, spelled ProLibertate. In simply typing in Pro Libertate, my last name, Grigg, into a search engine will probably provide you with my web address very quickly. It'll probably be the top of the returns that you get if you plug it into Google or some other search engine. But the address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I try to update it 3 or 4 times a week, and usually the essays are between 1,800 and 2,500 words in length. They're not short, and they're fairly complicated and fairly detailed. It's one of the reasons why I don't do it daily as I used to. There was a time when I'd write an 800-word essay every day, 800 to 1,000-word essay every day. Unfortunately, the essays grew much larger and much more complicated, and one of the reasons why they get larger and more complicated is I'm trying to do journalism in the first instance. It's not breaking stories, then trying to get behind the news, you say, Dr. Stan, to get beneath the skin of a story and try to find out a little bit more about what's happening. Because one of the things that we see with this Bin Laden story in particular is the fact that there is so little institutional curiosity on the part of the media now. It actually is more of a species of stenography than journalism. What they do is they get the press release, or they receive an email, or they get a tweet from somebody in a position of supposed authority in government, and they simply recapitulate it for the benefit of their larger audience. That's what a journalist does. He's simply a pass-through. He's simply a retailer of what he gets from people in power. And so there's a really poignant need for people who can apply just a little bit of principled skepticism to what they're being told is happening, and that's something I tried to do at Pro Libertate. Once again, that's freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, at the bottom of every essay, there is a place where people who have a PayPal account can make a donation. There is a button at the bottom of the page that people can use to donate, and I'm grateful to you and grateful to your audience for helping me and my family out in that way. It's been very rewarding and something for which we'll always be grateful. I should mention as well that a lot of what I write at Pro Libertate is republished at lewrockwell.com. That's lewrockwell.com. Mr. Rockwell is the president of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Alabama, which is, in my opinion, the leading and most influential freedom-oriented think tank. It is devoted to the ideal of liberty in every sphere, economic and political, and also with respect to health issues. They approach everything from the perspective of what is called the Austrian School of Economics. The Austrian School of Economics, of course, is something that's been made famous by Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, subscribing to and promoting Austrian economics has been able to help people understand just what the government is doing to the value of what we're required to call money, the fiat currency that it issues, which of course is a tissue of fraud. Mr. Paul became a proponent of the Austrian school a number of decades ago, and all the Austrian school is, of course, is rigorously applied common sense in economics. That's what the Ludwig von Mises Institute promotes. That's what Lou Rockwell promotes, and Lou Rockwell republishes a lot of my material on his website. Before long, if my schedule permits, I'm going to start contributing essays to newswithviews.com. I was approached by them a couple of weeks ago to provide them with a weekly column. Unfortunately, I've got so many other things happening that I've not had time to provide them with original content, but that's something hopefully that will materialize in the next couple of weeks. And I should mention also that on Sunday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Mountain Time, actually it's 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock Pacific Time, on the Liberty News Radio Network, that's libertynewsradio.com, Pro Libertate Radio is available once more as a two-hour podcast. It's not a live radio program, but it's a two-hour-long podcast that is available in archive form immediately after the program. So go to libertynewsradio.com and look for Pro Libertate Radio every Sunday night, every Sunday evening. Consult the schedule there to get details as to when it would be aired in your time zone and where it would be aired in a terrestrial radio network, because Liberty News Radio does have a number of terrestrial conventional radio affiliates as well. So that's libertynewsradio.com. Pro Libertate is at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, and I mentioned as well that a lot of what I publish is available at lewrockwell.com, and look for me on newswithviews.com probably in the next week and a half or so.
We will look forward to that. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We've been discussing the situation with respect to Pakistan and how suddenly there's been a great deal of discussion about the idea that those perfidious Pakistanis are playing a double game by promoting al-Qaeda and sheltering bin Laden while professing to be our allies in the war on terror. Well, as it happens, they're playing the same double game that they started to play decades ago at the behest of Washington. Suddenly this is becoming an issue. And this, once again, is so typical of the way that the regime in Washington behaves. They will make use of an asset, be that asset an individual, a ruler, a terrorist, an intelligence agency. They'll make use of that asset for as long as necessary in order to accomplish a defined objective. And then they will make an issue out of what that asset has done in order to justify disposing that asset with extreme prejudice. That means physically liquidating somebody such as a bin Laden, assuming, of course, once again, this happened last Sunday. I'm of the opinion that Mr. bin Laden has not been among the living for a long time. But if you give any amount of credit to any of the contending versions of the story that we've been treated to over the last week, what they're saying is that they simply pulled the chain on him and he's gone. The same thing is true of regimes. That happened with Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was somebody who was elevated to a ruling position in Iraq with the help of the CIA. He was nurtured and funded and underwritten by Washington, D.C. During the decade of the 1980s, his military was built with loans, a loan guarantee issued by Washington to the tune of tens or hundreds of billions of dollars. And up through literally the last weeks of 1990 and the first weeks of 1991, there were people in the first Bush administration that had business deals that were active in Iraq. They had to receive national security waivers in order to prosecute the war against the government with whom they had been doing business. Well, that's the same kind of thing I think is going to happen with Pakistan now. Oh, another good example to illustrate this morphology of empire, if you will, is what's happened with Libya. Muammar Gaddafi was brought to power with the help of the CIA in 1969. CIA and British intelligence removed King Idris and helped to install Muammar Gaddafi. He went rogue. He became a foil rather than a servile tool. In the early years, the first decade of this century, Gaddafi had a rapprochement with Washington. As recently as a year and a half or so ago, John McCain, who has been talking about the supposed necessity of directly arming and providing air support for the al-Qaeda-connected rebels who are fighting Gaddafi, within the last year and a half or so, he was in Tripoli extolling Muammar Gaddafi and promoting the idea that we should have a tighter and more intimate military relationship with the Libyan government, and we should be giving more aid and support to Muammar Gaddafi. Well, they decided to pull the chain on Gaddafi as well. And it's interesting that literally hours before the reported death of bin Laden, you had a missile strike that killed Gaddafi's youngest son, who, as far as I can tell, was a non-combatant, and Gaddafi's grandchildren. And so they're killing everybody around him and leaving him unscathed, whether that's because of Gaddafi's native guile and elusive nature, or whether that's a question of the regime pulling its punches. I'm not qualified to say, but it does seem to be that the case that they consistently shoot everybody around Gaddafi and leave him standing. I think Gaddafi is probably going to end up finding an exile somewhere on an Elba type of retreat somewhere on an island somewhere, or perhaps what you've seen on some occasions, they'll establish a club fed, if you will, a vacation redoubt for dictators who are no longer useful. I think that's what's going to happen with Gaddafi. But with respect to Pakistan, you got a country of 175 million people. They have about 100 nuclear warheads, at least, it's estimated. They've shown in their brinksmanship with India that they're willing to push things right up to the edge in terms of using nukes, the same type of situation you have with Israel and its unacknowledged but very widely known nuclear arsenal. And there's discussion now about the idea that perhaps we ought to be putting pressure on the Pakistanis. And I don't know if this is the sort of thing that's going to end up becoming a tripwire for a larger war, because in conversations I've had just today with a journalist from the region, a fellow who interviewed me for an Arab publication a couple of weeks ago, he's convinced that there's a movement afoot in Washington to isolate and militarily to put pressure on Pakistan and that there's going to be significant pushback from within the Pakistani officer corps. And that would be a really troubling development, because that's the sort of thing that could lead us into a direct conflict with some of Pakistan's allies, or that they might actually seek out an alliance with Russia, perhaps, which would be an ironic thing given the fact that Pakistan was being used by the United States as a cat's paw against Soviet Russia back in the 1980s. But I wanted to shift very quickly and talk about another dimension of this, another facet of how this all works. I'm convinced that the most important objective here is to set the stage domestically in terms of the public mindset for some kind of very serious false flag operation. And you have to understand that almost without exception, these interdicted terrorist plots, post-9/11 terrorist plots, perhaps including 9/11, have been false flag operations. There have been at least 24 that have been run by the FBI, and many of them involve a connection to Pakistan. There's a really good example of this that occurred here in the Northwest, in Portland, last fall. There was a fellow by the name of Mohammed Mahmoud, who was an Islamic student. I think he was from Somalia originally. Somalia, of course, is another country that's received a lot of attention from the powers that be in Washington. But he ended up under surveillance for reasons that had never been fully disclosed. He was under surveillance by the FBI, and they ended up running a sting operation. They always call it a sting operation. It's actually a provocation operation. They're cultivating him as a patsy. And he ended up falling under the influence of a couple of the FBI's vast troop of provocateur play actors who posed as people connected to Pakistan, who wanted to recruit him supposedly as a bomber. And before he had any contact with these two, there's no evidence that he had any interest at all in radical Islamic activism or jihadism. There's no evidence that he was politically involved or even religiously aware. But the FBI surrounded him with these people who started to indoctrinate him and turning him into somebody who could be a useful patsy. And the way that they played on him is the same psychology that they've used on almost all these terrorist operations, these terrorist sting or provocation operations. They infuriated him. They talked to him about the horrible things that were being done to fellow Muslims in Somalia and Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan. And they said that he had a duty to stand up and strike a blow for his fellow Muslims by committing an act of terrorism, supposedly to make a point about how it feels to be on the receiving end of unanticipated criminal violence. And so they gave him a manufactured dummy bomb that was put in a Christmas display in early December of 2010 in Portland. Now, the reason this is interesting is because just a couple of years before this happened, the Portland City Council voted to withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. It was the Joint Terrorism Task Force instead of this provocation operation. And suddenly they have this big spectacle where supposedly they're threatened by Muslim terrorism in their own midst. And so just a couple of days ago, we read the following headline from the Associated Press. Portland Council votes to rejoin Terror Task Force. So 6 years after this famously liberal city yanked its police officers out of a terrorism task force run by the federal government over civil rights concerns, the city council on Thursday voted to rejoin the task force. City officials negotiated with federal officials on the city's return to the fold in the months following the November arrest of a Somali-born Oregon teen who was charged with plotting to set off a bomb at an annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Federal officials kept Portland police informed about the sting operation of the city last November. Nonetheless, soon after the alleged bomb plot was made public, City Commissioner Dan Saltzman called for a city council vote to rejoin the task force. Well, what happened is that the feds contacted a handful of people, the police force, but they kept the city council out of the loop. They kept the city government out of the loop. Nobody really knew that they were running this so-called sting operation because it was a psychological warfare campaign targeting the Portland city government. And now they're part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force again. Same kind of thing in microcosm that's going on now in macrocosm with Osama bin Laden and the end of that script. I'm thoroughly convinced that we're going to see some kind of a huge false flag operation that will be described as backlash for this triumph in killing bin Laden, and heavenly knows what draconian measures are going to be begotten by that false flag operation.
Of course, the rather frightening part of this whole thing is, the State Department intentionally allowed the transfer of nuclear technology and
yes.
the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. If you don't know the Sybil Edmonds story, you'll find it at my webpage at the January 2008. Read the Sybil Edmonds story, January 2008, and ask yourself, are they preparing for a nuclear war with Pakistan? William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Dr. Stan, once again, thank you for the privilege of being on your show. It's a real blessing and something I look forward to.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.